I'm Marco Werman with The World. As I said at the top of the show, all attention will be on President Obama's State of the Union speech tonight. Our own Monica Campbell will be watching closely for what Obama will say about immigration. You cover immigration for The World, Monica, and Obama has made some major announcements on immigration recently. Let's just start with you recapping some of them for us briefly. What are the biggies that ought to be mentioned?
Yeah, well, the biggies are that late last year, he announced executive actions that would essentially protect temporarily up to 5 million undocumented immigrants in the United States. And many of those immigrants are parents who live in the U.S., who have U.S. citizen children, and have been living and working in the United States for years. They've been paying taxes. They have clean records. And Obama's argument is that these people should be able to live in the U.S. without fear of deportation. And what really strikes me about what Obama's done is that he's set priorities. He said, look, we have more than 11 million undocumented people in the United States. Let's leave people who don't have criminal records, and let's focus on people who do have criminal records.
Right. And he's giving this message. He's going solo on this. He's not waiting for congressional, assistance. This is his idea. What's going to be his tone and approach to these measures, given that?
Well, tonight, I think that his tone will be partly political. But I also think that he'll stress that there's a moral argument here, that this is part of sort of the American character, that you can't tear families apart, people who are rooted in our society, who contribute to the economy. And I think he'll point to one of the guests who will be at the speech tonight, sitting next to Michelle Obama. And that person will be a young woman. Her name is Ana Zamora. She was born in Mexico, but she came here when she was an infant. She was only a year old when she came to Texas, and she's grown up in Dallas. She's in college, and she's benefited from Obama's program that has allowed her to work in the United States legally, get a driver's license, a social security number, and all that, and feel safe from deportation. And I think what Obama will say is he'll mention Ana Zamora and her story and say her parents should also get the same benefits that she has. Why should this family in Texas, under one roof, live with mixed statuses? Mm. And Obama, I think, will say that just doesn't make sense. That's not what America is about.
Right. So that's Ana Zamora. She'll be on the Hill tonight. You were just in Miami, Monica, and spoke with some young immigrants there. Did they have any specific hopes about what they want to hear tonight?
Miami is kind of the de facto Latin American capital of the United States, right? If not the hemisphere. Every country in Latin America is represented in Miami. And people, it is amazing when you are in Miami. You could spend the whole day speaking Spanish. The economy is just fueled by immigrants who are there, entrepreneurs. And it shows in a lot of ways where the United States is going. It's this completely multicultural city. And immigrants are, of course, very supportive of what Obama is doing, and that they see that their contributions to the state of Florida are clear. The families there are very rooted in the United States, but that they also have these very strong cultural ties to Latin America. So it's, of course, Obama, what Obama's been doing affects in many ways a lot of families in Miami.
So how do you see the state of immigration reform playing out as we head toward the 2016 presidential elections? Because Obama's next State of the Union speech will be playing out against the presidential campaign. Is immigration reform something that Obama really wants to have locked in before he leaves office?
Absolutely. I think that what he's doing is creating stronger ties with the Latino community. And this isn't just a Latino issue. This is an issue for anybody, who's come to the United States from many parts of the world. And we also have an increasing Asian population that's also undocumented living in the United States. So what Obama wants to do is shore up that boat, hand it to Hillary. At the same time, Republicans are giving a lot of signals that they can go without the Latino vote. You also have an immigrant grassroots immigrant movement that is much stronger than it was just a few years ago. So this is going to be a huge issue.
The World's Monica Campbell, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Marco.